On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move. On your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Joanna Earle.
There's been a significant drop in the number of smokers in Kent, according to new figures. 17% of the population light up, according to Public Health England. That's just over 200,000 people, down from more than 20% 4 years ago. Plain packaging and the smoking ban in public places are thought to be contributing factors. Andrew Scott-Clark's Director of Public Health in Kent.
The other big significant thing that we know has affected the figures is the availability of electronic cigarettes, which we absolutely support in the short term, because we know that vaping is much better than smoking a cigarette.
Ahead of next month's Stoptober, health bosses say they can't be complacent, though, with almost one in three people in Dover still smoking.
KMFM News.
All aid convoys in Syria have been suspended after a bomb attack hit at least 18 trucks carrying clothes and blankets for 78,000 people. At least 12 people were killed. Yan Lark is coordinator of humanitarian affairs at the UN.
As an immediate security measure, other convoy movements in Syria have been suspended. However, we remain committed to stay and deliver to everybody in need in Syria.
The United Nations says the airstrike could amount to a war crime if it was deliberate. Six people are being questioned about a mass brawl involving up to 100 school children in Bexley. Two were taken to hospital after violence broke out yesterday evening.
KMFM News.
The cost of commuting from Kent into London is being criticised today after it emerged the same journey in reverse is cheaper. A return ticket from Maidstone arriving in the capital before 9 a.m. costs £36.70. But a journey to the county town is £13 less. Commuters have been telling KMFM it needs to be investigated.
Going from here to London, as well as coming back from London to here, London Victoria, the distance is the same. The time is the same. Why should one be more than the other?
I usually get the train back home from London, London Victoria. I used to get it there and back, but it was too expensive.
Southeastern say train fares are based on demand, and demand for services into London is greater. A Metropolitan Police officer has been sacked after crashing his car in Kent. PC Spencer Garland was found to be double the drink drive limit when his car came off a road in Pembury in February. He's also been banned from driving for 18 months and fined £400.
KMFM News.
There's a warning: demand for foster carers in Kent is reaching crisis point. Council bosses say they need 200 new foster parents to provide homes for children, including a large number of young unaccompanied asylum seekers. Steve Rudbridge has fostered children for the past 7 years.
It's lovely when you get, say a seven-year-old, for example, who's had a troubled start, and then you actually see them when they're 17, 18, and they can command themselves in the outside world. That's great to witness that.
So far this year, almost 1,600 children have come into care in Kent, up from less than 900 2 years ago. Billy was put into care in Ashford and says it changed his life.
We weren't that good as kids. Like, we were just doing what we wanted, when we wanted, and where we wanted. Like, and just had no one to answer to, really. I probably would have been in prison.
And a Kent boy fighting cancer for a second time has been flown out to America for potentially life-saving treatment, thanks to hundreds of well-wishers. Last week, doctors were unsure if Jack Howard from Hartley had days or weeks to live after he took a dangerous turn. The 12-year-old who's battling kidney cancer is hoping to begin treatment today after more than £108,000 was raised to get him there.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. first-choice.co.uk.
The Queen has sent her congratulations to Paralympics GB, who've arrived back in the UK following their success in Rio. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, they've returned home with 147 medals in total, exceeding the amount they won at London 2012. Will Bailey from Tunbridge Wells claimed table tennis gold. He says the welcome they got from fans at Heathrow was unlike anything he's ever seen.
It's been amazing, you know. It's my third Games. I went to Beijing 2008. And to come back to this, it's just totally different. And it just shows how much the Paralympics is growing. And it's going to get bigger and bigger.
Cricket and Kent's final game of the season has been delayed due to a wet outfield. They're taking on top of the table Essex at Canterbury in Division 2 of the County Championship. Second place Kent already know they've missed out on promotion, though. And in football, a busy night of league action kicks off later with 8 third round ties to be played. It's the first involvement in the competition from clubs in Europe. Premier League champions Leicester face Chelsea, while Arsenal go to Nottingham Forest. Elsewhere, last season's finalist Liverpool make a trip to Derby. Everton play Norwich and Bournemouth play Preston. The remaining 3 ties all include clubs from the Championship.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.